Are you struggling with kids fighting, yelling, and more despite listening to the podcast and reading all the books? Parenting can be so overwhelming and exhausting. You know, I see you and I have something that will help. Mindful Parenting SOS. I'm offering free live mindful parenting sessions starting Monday, May 6th. Basically, live mindful parenting lessons that you normally have to pay for. So if you struggle with getting your kids to listen, tantrums, misbehavior, and feeling the guilt of yelling at your kid, then you should definitely get your spot in Mindful Parenting SOS. I'll be there to answer your questions in person, and if you can't make it, we will have replays available. Don't wait to get your spot now. It's free. Go to mindfulmamamentor.com/SOS to register. That's mindfulmamamentor.com/SOS. I can't wait to see you there. You're listening to a Mindfulness for Kids episode of the Mindful Parenting Podcast. Today is a special episode for parents called Watching Your Child Sleep. Welcome to the Mindful Parenting Podcast. Here it's about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent or kid. I'm your host, Hunter Clark Fields. I help smart, thoughtful parents stay calm so they can have strong, connected relationships with their children. I'm the creator of the Mindful Parenting course, and I'm the author of the best-selling book, Raising Good Humans, and now Raising Good Humans Every Day. I'm joined by Dr. Christopher Willard, clinical psychologist, author, and dad. He is the author of 20 books, including Alpha Breaths and Growing Up Mindful. Both of us have been practicing mindfulness for over 20 years, and we are so excited to share the benefits with you. Well, welcome, Chris. I'm happy to see you again today.
Happy to see you as always, Hunter, and so happy to hear your voice. And thanks for having me back again.
Well, I'm so excited for this Mindfulness for Kids episode. We're shaking things up a little bit because we know there have been some parents listening in and we want to give something to them too, right?
Yeah. This is something that I kind of played with creating when my kid was 0 years old. He's now 9, amazingly enough. We all know how fast these years seem to fly by. But it's actually nice to reconnect with this one. I'm gonna try this myself tonight, but it's the sleeping child meditation. So it's a bit of an equanimity practice for us parents. So should we kick it off?
Let's do it. Yes.
All right. So this is one to try when your kids are asleep or falling asleep. And I know that can take a while sometimes for some of us, depending on the age, but let's either imagine we're with our child sleeping or carry this with us as we watch our child sleeping. We can begin with just a few breaths. And using those breaths to make contact with the moment. To allow our own bodies to relax. And gradually allowing your gaze to soften as you take in this image of your child, maybe a photograph that you have or a picture of them right there in this moment. Be our anchor for this practice. And just studying them with that love, compassion, curiosity as you watch it. Feel it even just naturally arising from your heart. Falling up like a spring. As well as noticing any other ambivalence too. It's not always perfect. And taking in their physical form, their movement, their breath. Cups aware of being able to see their pulse, their heart beating, and then shifting from watching your child toward watching yourself, watching whatever arises, emotions, reactions, this moment, all of them, like those guests from beyond, guest house. What's here in this moment? Love, pride, resentment, frustration, gratitude, sleepiness, noticing the emotions that arise, just naming them one by one. Tracking those little moments of anxiety. Will they wake up? For those bits of relief as they drift back into sleep. Those moments of fear. What will this world be? Those moments of hope. Whatever it is, just allow it to rise and allow it to pass. If your mind runs to the past, just noticing where it's gone. Watch those thoughts as they arise, linger, and move onward. Thoughts and feelings about the future, too. For them, for their world, for your family. Watching those rise, linger, and move onward. Aware of all those joys and sorrows that you've shared and you will share. Laughter and the tears, pride, the shame, aware of all of those that will arise every day, whether you're physically together or not, aware of whatever it is that comes to mind as you just watch. Perhaps offering some kind wishes, loving kindness to your child. Some equanimity for the both of you. And sending out those reminders to your child and yourself. You will be eventually the author of your own life. Eventually, you'll be the author of many of your own joys and sorrows, your relationship with the world. You already are your own person. I'll be here for you. I'll be here with you. Always. Your choices will become yours. Wish the best for you. Here for all the B minuses and broken hearts. For everything that you experience. I'll be here in the foreground or background. May you be happy. May you be safe. You know that you are. taking a few more moments just to breathe this image of your child. And offering yourself some compassion if you need it in this moment, maybe a hand on your heart. And then just raising your eyes now, wiggling your toes, coming back to the world around you, in your own world. And back to your day.
Thank you, Chris. That was beautiful. I think that I will enjoy this practice, and I think that many listeners will enjoy this lovely practice today. What a gift.
I hope so. Well, thank you again for having me. And thank you for all being great parents out there.
Yeah, rock on.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter-Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests, too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.